This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's a good problem to have, but a problem nevertheless. How does a team that's achieved historic success live up to the inevitable expectations of doing even better next year? For the University of Vermont men's basketball team, next year is now, as the Catamounts tip off their 2017-18 season this Sunday at Perennial Hoops Powerhouse Kentucky. In America East last year, UVM was the undisputed powerhouse, setting a school record for victories, riding a best-in-the-nation 21-game winning streak, and going undefeated in conference play at 16-0, which had never been done before. Well, here to tell us how prospects look for the team this year is our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. Andy, great to speak with you.
Oh, always nice to talk basketball, Mitch.
So the only thing UVM was unable to do last year was defeat Purdue in round one of the NCAA tournament after winning America East, but a great year nonetheless. Is this year's team much the same as last year's, or will they be missing some key contributors?
Yes and no, Mitch. They return what Coach John Becker refers to as their core four. Four starters out of five are back, including the reigning player of the year, guard Trey Bell-Haynes, the conference rookie of the year, and Anthony Lamb, and forward Peyton Henson and wingman Ernie Duncan. These four are seasoned veterans, proven commodities, and will be at the center of this year's team. But the Catamounts lost three important pieces. Fifth starter Kurt Steidel, who was the most dependable defender on the wing that they had and a glue guy in the lineup, graduated. They lost Dre Wills, who was the conference defensive player of the year, and Darren Payan, the sixth man of the year. So those are three key losses that they're going to have to address, particularly on the defensive end. But they have seven new players, and this could be perhaps the most talented new group of incoming players the team's ever had.
So, Andy, you mentioned these freshmen coming in to help UVM this year, some new faces. Some names perhaps that we should watch out for?
Well, it's a seven-player group, Mitch, that breaks down into three classes. One is a transfer, Samuel Dingba from Quinnipiac, a player that Vermont recruited initially out of high school. He's eligible and will be some front court help. And we have two redshirts. Everett Duncan, Ernie Duncan's younger brother, redshirted his sophomore year, and he has actually been the fifth starter in preseason exhibitions. A redshirt freshman that listeners will be familiar with is Ben Shungu, the standout player at Rice Memorial. He is already in the rotation in the backcourt, and he'll be a valuable player already this season. Then you have four freshmen. The one who's been most impressive in preseason is Seth Smith, who comes from Trey Bell-Haynes High School in Ontario. He is a motor, always is running, a really energetic guard. He and Shungu are going to see a lot of time in the backcourt. And you have Skylar Nash, who is a wingman who could wind up in that fifth starter position sooner or later. Then you have Bailey Patella, who's a wingman from Vermont Academy after a year there, and Ra Capetti, a very, very energetic 6'8 guy inside. Both of them are a little farther behind the curve, and it could be that Coach Becker will redshirt one, two, or maybe even three players this year from that group.
So what is Coach John Becker saying about the high expectations for this year's team?
He embraces them, but also cautions patience. This is by far the most challenging schedule Vermont has ever faced. Because of a number of factors, they have only 11 home games, Mitch. They play 20 games away from Patrick Gym. And they have, beyond Kentucky, they're playing Marquette, they're playing Bucknell, Harvard, Yale, Bradley. They have teams with NCAA aspirations up and down their schedule. And it could be an irony that while this might be the most talented team Vermont has ever had, it could be the first team in 10 years not to win 20 games.
Is there any team in America East this year that might be capable of taking UVM down come tournament time?
Well, there's always Albany, Mitch, Vermont's bete noir. If you remember, the Great Danes came within a whisker of knocking the Cats off in last year's conference championship game. The two key players on that Albany team are back, and they've added some talented recruits. So Albany's going to be right there. And you have to look at everybody in the conference is going to be gunning for Vermont. You go 16-0, everybody wants to be the first guy to take you down. So as Coach Becker said, Vermont's going to get everybody's best effort day in, day out.
Shifting to the UVM women's team, how did they fare last year? Did they also have high expectations for this season?
Well, it was Chris Day's inaugural season as coach, and the Cats went 9-20, which was extended a streak of 20 lost seasons. They once again were really hurt by injuries. This is a program that for 7 years running have just had to battle critical losses during the season with a talent base that was thin to begin with. So they think that with a healthy team this year and some additions, that they have a chance to make something happen. Hannah Krimble last year as a freshman was an outstanding player, made the all-rookie team. At 6'3", she is going to be the centerpiece for them. They have another front court player now in Cassidy Durda, who was a standout at South Burlington and Rice and spent 2 years at St. Francis in New York. She is now eligible for one. That's going to help. And Sydney Smith, a senior guard, one of those who went out with injury last year is back, and she could be a leader on that team. So they have a chance to really upgrade their conference record at least.
Let's talk about a smaller school now in St. Michael's College. And for the men's team, this will be the first year AMB after Matt Bonds. Standout player who graduated last year. He's now playing in the pro leagues in Denmark. How tough is this going to be for the Purple Knights moving on without their best player?
Well, Mitch, the Knights went 5-21 with Matt, and they don't have anyone close to approaching his talent level. He had 19 double-doubles last year in points and rebounds, which was third nationally in Division II, and it was in every which way the centerpiece of that team. They're going to be much more of a perimeter team, a three-point shooting team, and the guy who's going to have to carry the load for him this year is Levi Holmes III. He averaged 15 points a game last year, and he had 20 against Vermont in a scrimmage last week.
The Middlebury men, they're facing a similar situation, aren't they, with St. Mike's concerning one of their best players in recent memory.
Matt St. Amour, the Missisquoi Valley Union standout, had a four-year career for the record books at Middlebury. Finished with 1,700 points. He was the conference player of the year, helped the Panthers go 27-4 and reach the Elite Eight of the Division III tournament. He's graduated, as has Jake Brown, the point guard and nephew of Coach Jeff Brown, another critical part for them. So the Panthers will have to reload this year, and Jack Daly, a senior guard, will be their go-to guy.
Always great to talk hoops with you, Andy. Andy Gardner, our VPR sports correspondent. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.